What's up, everybody? This is JT back with another episode. Today, we have protests at college campuses. We got my neighbors getting in fights. And we got the ultimate animal battle, squirrels versus rats. Let's get it. All right, man. So first things first, bro. We have all these protests and shit popping off on these campuses. And, you know, this Marxism kicked off decades ago. You know, they infiltrated, they got their secret agents in the colleges and they turned into professors and they just started dropping, just infiltrating our society with basically thought terrorists. That could be right, I could be wrong, but that's just some shit I heard, bro. But yeah, these college campus battles, and it could just be a whole big media just turning on, like, you know, educated people and shit. But I feel like it's the Israeli state just really pounding America, saying they own us, dude. So shout out to the Jews. They're cutthroat. You gotta give it up. But yeah, man. I saw those protests, though, dude. It's a bunch of these, like, low protein, just like low vitamin D dudes, like stopping people, like just trying to be annoying. And I'm like, bro, I don't care what you're standing for, bro. If you're in the way, you got to go. That's in the streets, that's on the campus. Like, if you're in an emergency vehicle and there's people in the way, I feel like that should be grounds for just, like, you just body for body. You got to mow those people down. And here in Nevada, they don't play that. Like, oh, look, there's a little mamas now. But yeah, here in Nevada, they have, like, these climate protesters. What? Really? They have the climate protesters here in Nevada. Bulldoze their shit, dude. Fucking beat the shit out of them right on the spot. It was phenomenal. Just one of the best things you've ever seen. If you've ever seen a protester just get beat down when they're in the way of traffic or something, or stopping people getting in the way. One dude was stopping a stroller and I was like, if that was me and my daughter, dude, we would need to made it to the phone. Speaking of that, the other morning we woke up, took my son out to my stepson's room. We opened the curtain and there was just this cracked out older gentleman with his pants off running towards my door, trying to beat me like it was tweezers or something. I couldn't see, it was all shadowy in this growing area. But yeah, we're in the cut here. And if you're listening right now, just know there is a YouTube channel that you can tune into and kind of see the $70,000 studio that we're currently shooting from in Resorts World. It's an advanced studio. It goes indoor and outdoor. But yeah, man, that's what we're doing out here. We have a this dude was beating his meat by my front door, and I was like, I stepped outside holding my son in one arm and just squared up. And I was like, boy, you better get out of here. You know when you turn into an older black lady and you just go, you want to get your ass whipped with it? You send off the flare shot. You go, hey, heads up, dude. By my tone of voice, I'll get violent. But if I don't have to, I won't, dude. But no dot. Son to my left arm. I was ready to throw straights with the right. Believe that. But yeah, man. Oh, yeah, then my lady ended up... So I drove off to work after that. And this dude was with his dog in, on the outside of my... He was like, oh, shit, sorry. He was wearing a San Francisco 49ers jacket, dude. I was like, damn, don't put your homies on blast like that. But yeah, he was still outside when I left for work. I told my lady, she just straight up was like... I was like, caught a pup, call the mans on him. And not even one of them people that call the mans. And you know who the mans is, dude. Everyone's talking about the mans shows up. It's always funny though, dude. Every time like a popular quarterback got like tackled in the NFL, my dad always be like, "Man, they're gonna call the SWAT team on that guy. You better call him now." But yeah, man, we out here, baby, in the $70,000 studio. But yeah, man, we have the squirrels versus rats, dude. They're basically, so this shit trips me out every time. They're basically the same thing. It's like us and Neanderthals, you know, but not even that much. But we're just like all cool with one of them. Just totally prejudiced towards the other, dude. We're like, oh, you kind of look good, so fuck yeah, dude. But man, don't trust them squirrels, dude. They're just fucking rats in a costume. So, however you might want to put it. I had one break in on my house on me. Me and my dog were chilling. This is in Denver, mid cold winter. It was probably like 0 degrees outside, like real talk. Fucking squirrel busted in through the fucking hallway vent, like in the closet. And you think you're the toughest person ever until when you're relaxing in the safe zone, you're like, this is safety, this is home base, dude. This is home base. Nobody better run up on me. Then a wild animal runs up on you and you just, bro. That's when I found out. I was like, bro, the way I screamed, even my dog didn't want none of the business of that squirrel. It was a different dog than I have now. That dog's with someone else. The dog, I would have murked that squirrel for fun. Because I learned. But I was screaming when that squirrel broke in through the fucking ceiling like it was a ninja. I was like, bro, it got hit a few times to make sure it wasn't a psyop robot from the CIA. Believe that. But yeah, man. I'm out here at Resorts World. It's Life is Beautiful Festival. There's people all around. You know, we're catching the vibes. It was a little windy earlier, but now it's not. But yeah, that's what's up. I'm fucking checking naked motherfuckers on my doorstep with my son in my hand. By all means, protest, but don't fucking bother me, dude. Like, stay out the fucking way, dude. And if you touch someone, dude, or get in the way of their fucking transportation, you're gonna catch the wrath of the good Lord Jesus Christ in human form. Yeah, man, that's JT, man. You know, just stay 100 out there, man. Keep taking care of you and your people. Stay working out with the lady and all that. And we back for another one. JT, one time for the one time. We done, son.